That song that we just sang is taken from Lamentations chapter 3 and verses 22 and 23. If you'd like to turn there in your Bible this morning, we're going to take our message from that great passage in Lamentations. Sherry has a coffee cup with that scripture on the side of it, and the last time I saw that, I thought, I'm going to make a sermon out of that. So you can thank Sherry for the sermon idea this morning. Great is thy faithfulness. What a great statement. And Jeremiah says that his mercies are new every morning. Let's consider this great passage. We're thankful for your presence. It's good to be able to come together to worship. And God gave us a new morning to come together to worship Him. And us being here is an illustration of what we're talking about this morning, how that God gives us new things each day, and He gave us a Lord's Day to come together and encourage one another, and I hope that you're built up and edified. When you turn to the book of Lamentations, of course, you see in your Old Testament that it follows the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah wrote Lamentations, and it's called Lamentations because the whole book, except for this little section that we're looking at this morning, is Jeremiah lamenting the fall of Jerusalem in 586 BC. Somewhere right around the time of the fall of Jerusalem or shortly thereafter, Jeremiah pens these words and he is so sorrowful, he's lamenting. If you take time to read these five chapters, you'll read where he talks about himself weeping and crying and mourning over the loss of this beloved city that he had grown up in and nearby in the little city of Anathoth where he came from. It was near and dear to his heart. And he cries literally like Jesus wept over the fall of this place where God's house was. And Jeremiah is known as the weeping prophet. If you look at the end of Jeremiah chapter 8 and the beginning of Jeremiah chapter 9, he's crying there over the sins of his people, not metaphorically, but literally, he's weeping. He's bothered by the fact that his people are continuing in their sin and they won't repent. And it eventually leads to God's firm judgment on Judah and ultimately the fall of Jerusalem in 586 BC. Chapter 1 and verse 1, how does the city sit solitary that was full of people? And the whole book, all five chapters except for this section right here, is very negative. It's very dark and very negative. Jeremiah talks about his crying and weeping and lamenting. He talks about the terrible condition of the city. The houses are gone and the temple is gone. And he talks about the conditions inside the city. People don't have anything to eat. And it's a very difficult time. And it's one lament after another. But right in the middle of this book, almost exactly in the middle of it, when we come to Lamentations chapter 3, verses 19 and following, we have a bright picture of hope in a very dark world. And there's a lesson in that before we get into our lesson this morning. There's a lesson right there that, friends and brethren, it doesn't matter how dark things are for you. If you understand the true nature of God and His plans, there's always a bright picture of hope in there. It doesn't matter how dark things are. Something at work, something at school, something in your health, something in some relationships. If something is really bad, and there are bad times in life, if you understand God's plan, there's always a bright picture of hope. There's a great lesson in that. Jeremiah is completely negative when he describes the loss of Jerusalem and the terrible things that the people are going through. There's been death and famine and people have been tempted to eat their own because they didn't have anything to eat during the siege of Nebuchadnezzar. It's a very, very terrible thing. And he can be realistic, but he's also hopeful and optimistic, and we've got to be thinking that way. One reason why in Lamentations chapter 3, Jeremiah is hopeful is because earlier in the book of Jeremiah, there were places where God revealed to him, he uses the word hope. In today's lesson, we're going to read the word hope, we're going to read the word compassion, we're going to read the word loving kindness. All of these words had been used earlier in Jeremiah from time to time where God says, there's going to be a future time when I'm going to bring my people back from captivity. And there's going to be hope in the future, but you got to remain faithful. So Jeremiah knew that. And Jeremiah is calling upon the faithfulness and the compassion and the mercy of God. Things are really bad, but God is not going to make a full end of his people. Because of his justice, he needs to punish sin. But he's not going to completely wipe out his people. He has a plan for them to return and flourish and even flourish more in the days of Jesus Christ. So let's look at the statement in Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 23. His mercies are new every morning. What a great encouragement that should be for us today. One other matter before I get into the text itself, you'll notice that every chapter of the book of Lamentations has 22 verses. You'll look at that in your Bible. And chapter 3 has 66 verses, but the other four chapters have 22 verses. This is an alphabetic book. Some call it alphabetic poetry. You'll find this in the Psalms and other places where the writer took the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet and the beginning letter, that was the beginning of the word for that verse. So if you start in chapter 1 and verse 1, that verse begins with a word that starts with the letter A. Verse 2 begins with a word that starts with the letter B. Now, their alphabet did not match up exactly with ours, but they had 22 letters in their alphabet, and each word at the beginning of each verse begins with a successive letter in the alphabet. It is thought that one reason why they did that was it would help them to memorize the material. They knew the alphabet, of course, and then they could memorize the words that were associated with that, and then they could memorize what came in between those words. When we get to chapter 3, you'll notice that it's 66 verses, and so that alphabet is repeated. First time, second time, and then a third time. Interesting way in which the book is put together. But come with me to Lamentations, written around the time of the fall of Jerusalem, or shortly thereafter. Come with me to Lamentations chapter 3, verse 19. Again, if you take the time, and I read through the book again in preparation for the lesson. If you'll take the time to read before and after, it is just very, very negative. But here, almost right in the middle, is a bright spot of hope and light. Lamentations 3:19. Remember my affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall. My soul hath them still in remembrance and is bowed down within me. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. Just one thought. When things are bad, you've got to recall in your mind. You've got to think back about things that you've read and learned about God. You've got to think back about the scriptures that you've read before and what you know. You can't be so bowed down in the negativity of the present that you forget about other things with regard to God. And so I recall to my mind. That's why daily Bible reading is so important, because when something happens throughout the day, we can call to our mind what God is telling us in His Word, and it will help us. So when I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. Why? Why does Jeremiah have hope in this very dark time? It is Jehovah's loving kindnesses that we are not consumed because his compassion fails not. The song that we just sang is based upon this verse. Great is thy faithfulness. They, speaking of the compassions or the mercies of verse 23, they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Jehovah is my portion, says my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. Things are bad physically around me, but God and what I know about God, that gives me hope. Jehovah is good unto them that wait for him. We've got to exercise patience to get through the dark time. To the soul that seeks him, we cannot be bound up in the negativity of the present that we stop seeking the Lord. It is good that a man should hope and quietly wait patience for the salvation of Jehovah. Jeremiah knew this. Jeremiah knew, he was told by God in the book of Jeremiah that after 70 years I will bring back my people after the captivity. And this city will be rebuilt. And Jeremiah is willing to wait. Verse 27. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke of his youth. That makes another good sermon just by itself. We have to presently go through the difficult things of this life to get to the better things in the future. Let him sit alone and keep silence because he hath laid it upon him. Let him put his mouth in the dust, if so there be, may be hope. Let him give his cheek to him that smites him. Let him be filled full with reproach. Jeremiah went through a lot of negativity in his own life in preaching the truth, but that's not going to dissuade him from trusting in God and hoping in him. For the Lord will not cast off forever. Things are very bleak right now. They are very dark right now. But this is not going to last forever. For though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. And so Jeremiah recognizes that there is hope based upon the character of God and what he has planned for the future. And then pretty soon, right after this, he goes right back into that dark picture. There's a bright picture here, somewhere around verse 21 through 32, along in there. There's a bright light of hope in this very dark time. Let's talk this morning about the statement, his mercies are new every morning, and how that hopefully will help us to be right with God today. First of all, if you start just within the text and what surrounds us here, you find that God's mercies are new every morning because of his own personal character, who he is. Jeremiah says that he is faithful. Great is thy faithfulness. This is the Hebrew word chesed that means that God is loyal and trustworthy to keep his word and to keep his promises. God is not like man that says something and then goes back on his word. You can count on him. He's trustworthy. He's faithful. And he's also good, verse 25. He's going to give us only what is good. Why are his mercies new every morning? Because he does not change. E.J. spoke about this Wednesday night and he quoted Hebrews 13. Verse 6, about Jesus being the same today, yesterday, and forever. Yesterday, today, and forever. And he made a good point. God and Jesus, their character stays the same. There's all, E.J. was talking about the fluctuation in the weather and all of that. But there's a constant in God and in Jesus. And that's why we can count on him. God is not vacillating and all over the place and hot and cold and up and down and you don't know where he's at. He's a constant. And what he says in his word for us in the New Testament is still the same for us today. It's a constant. I am Jehovah, I change not. Malachi 3:8. So if God had told Jeremiah that there's going to be a return after a 70-year captivity. Jeremiah knows that God is faithful and God does not change. But neither does he stay the same. You might be thinking, well, that's a contradiction. He does not change, but the Lord does not stay the same in another sense. Turn with me to Psalm 30 in verse 5. In another sense, God is ready to make changes when you make the necessary changes in your life. If God has judgment planned for you in the judgment day, if he has hell planned for you, he's gladly willing to change that if you'll come and obey the gospel. Psalm 30, verse 5. For his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night. This is the book of Lamentations, and boy, Jeremiah was pouring his heart out over the loss of that city. But it's just for the night. But joy comes in the morning. There was a heavy-duty judgment on Judah and Jerusalem. Absolutely. It was terrible. And rightly so, for their sin, they would not repent. Multiple times in the book of Jeremiah, God says, return unto me. Multiple times. They won't do it. There was a brief restoration and reformation in the days of Josiah, but it went right back to sinfulness after that. So it was deserved. It was just. But it's not going to last forever. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Why? Because God is willing to change from anger to favor for those who will obey his word and will. So there's heavy-duty judgment now, but there's going to be joy in the morning, and it would come when that Babylonian captivity is over with. So in a sense, it's new every morning, because if God has something planned for us today that's negative, listen, if you and I will live right, it'll be different tomorrow. But we've got to make those changes. Have you ever run across somebody who won't change at all? No matter what you do, they won't change. That's not God. He'll change if we bring our life into conformity to his word and will. They're new every morning because the Lord stands ready to save and do justly every morning. I want to key in this morning on the phrase in the scripture, his mercies are new every morning. I want us to think about, and we're going to get to this in a minute, what happens literally every 24 hours, every time you get up from your bed, what is God going to give us? That's what we're going to look at in a minute. We're not talking once a week. We're not talking once a month. We're not talking once a year. We're not talking once every 10 years. Every morning. That should really encourage us. Turn with me to Isaiah 33, verse 2. Have you ever gone someplace and it was closed? Man, I really wanted to go in there and buy something, so they're closed. There's some places where I wish they were open every morning. So matter what morning it is, I can go in there and buy what I want. God is open every morning. Isaiah 33, verse 2. O Jehovah, be gracious unto me, for we have waited for thee. Be thou our arm every morning, our salvation also in the time of trouble. Turn with me to Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 5. Zephaniah actually preaches a little bit before the time of Jeremiah, right around his time, or maybe a little bit before, trying to call Judah back and Jerusalem. And in this chapter of Zephaniah chapter 3, Zephaniah 3 actually opens up with Jerusalem being very wicked and sinful and so forth. But Zephaniah 3, 5, Jehovah is in the midst of her, Jerusalem. He is righteous. He will not do iniquity. Every morning does he bring his justice to light. He fails not. We sang about that this morning. But the unjust knoweth no shame. Every morning he's going to bring his justice to light. Every morning. What a great thing. My point here, brethren and friends, is that his mercies are new every morning because of who he is. Let's remember who his character is. And I'm not trying to be flippant here. I'm very serious when I say this. God is not dull. God is not boring. He's not dull. He's not mundane. He's not monotonous. Every morning, they're new. And the word here is new in the sense of refreshing, coming anew again every 24 hours. We're not talking about leftovers. There are a few leftovers that I really like. There's some leftovers. Not a fan. Every morning you're getting something new. And in some cases, it's literally 100% different than it was the day before. You're not getting God's leftovers. New in the sense of fresh. And what a great God that is we serve. And he never runs out. If I was a business here in town and I gave something new every morning, at some point I'm probably going to run out. I'm going to run out. I'm going to run out of new ideas. I'm going to run out of new things. But he never runs out. That's what's amazing about it. Because of his providence, he can literally provide brand new, completely different things every day. And he never runs out. Perpetually fresh. So, brethren, let's consider this statement. It's a great statement. His mercies or compassions are new every morning. Knowing that, let's take advantage of those things and be right with God. His mind is so inexhaustible. If I'm thinking of stuff, after a while I run out of ideas. I can think of some new stuff and I can get the number up pretty high, but after a while, I'm out. But his mind is inexhaustible and his heart is that way too. He never gets to a point where his heart is, okay, that's it. No more new. But he's constantly thinking new things and he's constantly, this word compassion and mercy and loving kindness deals with his heart. He has to have a heart that is new every morning and a mind that is new every morning. And what a great God that is we serve. So let's talk this morning about some new things. You can think of others. In fact, they're so numerous, I don't know if we could even mention all of them, but I want to mention a few this morning. First of all, we have new mercies and grace in time of need. You're going to face things in life where you need God's mercy and grace. Let's start with the one that's actually mentioned here in the text. Compassion, my version says. Your version might say mercy. Where God is showing an act of kindness to help his people. And we're in need of something. And we can come in prayer, if we're a Christian, Hebrews 4 verse 6, and we can come to God through Christ, our high priest, and we can come with boldness that we may receive mercy and may find grace to help in time of need. And that is every morning you get up and if you offered a prayer, Lord, I need this or that, every morning there would be that grace for that time of need. Whatever it is. Now, did we do that? I love that song. Ere you left your room this morning, did you think to pray? Oh, I forgot to pray. Maybe that should be automatic. Maybe that should be something that is more on our mind. Go to the throne of grace every morning. By the way, If you can remember this lesson tomorrow morning on Monday, try to think about when that sun comes up, whenever you get up, I want you to think about these things. I'm going to try to think more about them because I was working on this lesson. I've been thinking about this every morning that I've been getting up. I've been thinking about this because it was on my mind. I want Lamentations 3 to be on all of our minds, and think about this new every morning. Every morning, you can get up and pray to God and receive grace in time of need. What a great thing that is. For whatever it is in your life, and He will help you with that. Every morning. Another new thing that comes from the Lord literally every morning is new opportunities to do good. Wow. New situations that you hear about. New people that you meet. Literally different people than from the day before. New situations, new people. And I hear about all kinds of new opportunities. And if you want to know some of those opportunities, please see me after services. I get new opportunities to help people all the time. And especially overseas. Literally, some days it's every day I'm getting emails or texts about somebody who needs some help with this or that. And God is just throwing that in my lap and in your lap to say, do good unto all men, especially those of the household of faith. And they're completely different from the day before. Let's look for those opportunities. Let's be mindful. Every time you get up, if you get out of the house in some way, you're probably going to interact with somebody on something throughout the day. Opportunities to do good. Opportunities to share the gospel with someone. Opportunities to talk with someone about the Bible. Every day, brand new. And especially in this world where we're connected with social media and so much connection that we have on our phone, we're connecting, so to speak, every day. And it's new. It's brand new. Let's use it to serve the Lord. They're new every morning. Let's appreciate them. Let's be thankful for them. Let's use them to the best of our ability. And like we studied this morning in Bible class, let's not be wasteful with what God is giving us new every morning. Can you imagine if someone gave you something new physically every morning and it was different from the day before? Your house would be full of all kinds of stuff. Would we appreciate that? Would we be thankful for that? Would we use it in a good way? God is giving us this new every morning. New knowledge from God's Word. That's why we read our Bible daily, so that we can add to our faith knowledge. You will literally not exhaust everything in the Word of God. You could start years ago. You will not exhaust everything in the Word of God. Read it every day. Study every word. You can do that for a lifetime, and there'll still be more there that you can learn. The old timers used to talk about mining the Scriptures. Digging down deep. Dig deep. There's something new every morning. That's why we need to read our Bible. We need to have an attitude of wanting to learn. We need to run to the Bible. Open it up. And I want to learn a new word. I want to learn a new concept, a new principle, a new law, a new characteristic that's going to make me better. New hope, new comfort, something. You'll never exhaust the knowledge of the Word of God. And so there's always something new to learn. And we're not talking about newness for newness' sake. We're not talking about so that we can, you know, bring up something that somebody else doesn't know. We're talking about learning so that we can be better servants in His sight. Let's be reading our Bible each and every day to get that new message. Do you do that with your phone? little icon that has your text messages and you see the red three. Well, what are the three new messages that I got? I got to read those three new messages. Do you do that? I do that. Do we do that with the Bible? And the number's not three, the number's thousands upon thousands. You got new text messages from God. I better get to reading those. Because there's something new there. And exciting. And we need to be like those two on the road to Emmaus when Jesus was talking with them and said, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he spake with us along the way?" That needs to be our attitude. Burning, a burning desire to know and learn and grow in the Word of God. What else is new from the Lord? New blessings to be thankful for. Man alive. And the older we get, the more we realize that, wow, just another day to breathe. So many blessings. And we need to be thankful and be thankful every day. And the blessings, sometimes the blessings are exactly as the day before, and sometimes he sprinkles in some new ones. Let's be grateful and let's be thankful for the life that we have. And for the physical and the spiritual blessings that we have. And another day of life on the earth. And we're going to use it in God's glory and in God's service. Our time here is limited. Let's remember the new blessings that he has. All of these things. Prayer and the opportunity to do good to others and to have a Bible. I'm working with some brethren overseas. They don't have a Bible. And we just easily pick up a Bible. The blessing of just having a Bible. We take so much for granted. Young people, please, I beg you, do not take things for granted. Please. Young people, please appreciate what your parents are giving you and what they're working hard for. And you grow up and take care of what you have and appreciate what you have and work hard for what you have and use what you have like we talked about this morning in class. Use it for the good of others, not hoarding it to yourself. But appreciate what you have. We live in a generation that I'm afraid does not appreciate what they have. And one of the big things that we have, it's called the United States of America. And it's been given to us by our forefathers, and we need to appreciate that. And we've been given the New Testament church, men and women sitting in this auditorium and across the world, the New Testament church we've been given. We need to appreciate our brethren. We need to appreciate this country that we have. We need to appreciate when we go get out in a car and when we go home to a nice warm house. I know many brethren who walk. You remember the lady that I showed you on the Philippine report that walks several miles up the mountain and several miles back down the mountain? I took a picture with her by my side. When you go get in your car, when I get in my car, we need to appreciate new blessings every day and a job and an income. Thank you, Lord. What else is new from the Lord? New chances to act wiser. Turn with me to Colossians chapter 4 and verse 6. Have you ever just botched it one day? You just said and did something that was just not right. But the next day you can get it right. The next day when you go back to work and you have that interaction with that exact same person or back to school or whatever the situation is, you did something on a Sunday and here you are coming back on a Wednesday night to the church service, walk in wisdom toward them that are without. God gives us a new opportunity to learn from our past mistakes and act wiser. Oh, I shouldn't have gotten into that debt. Okay, I'm not going to do that again. Oh, I shouldn't have said something really quickly, James 3:1. I should have controlled my tongue. He's given you another opportunity to get it right. And like the proverb says, we don't need to repeat our folly. Like a fool who repeats his folly is like a dog who returns to his vomit. We're not going to go back to the same old problem. We're going to learn from it. And what a great thing. I appreciate that. That's something that we don't think about. Every morning, I get a better chance to act better this way than I did the day before. That's a great thing. And so, in the same passage, verse 6, we're going to watch our speech. Maybe yesterday I didn't, but today the Lord's given me a new chance to do it better. That's a great thing. He gives me new invitations to forgiveness. He's given us an opportunity right now to obey the gospel. Today is the day of salvation. He has given you an opportunity to come forward and be baptized into Christ with this water up here. And tomorrow, should you get up to, He's going to give you that morning to do it, and then the next morning to do it, and the next morning to do it. One day, those invitations will be gone. That's true. But right now, they're new every morning. Invitations to obey the gospel. Or as a child of God, who's erred in some way, to come back, to let brethren know that we're going to make a change and we'll pray together. Every morning, He's giving you an invitation to be forgiven and to be saved. What a great thing that is. And He's going to do that all the way up until the time He sends Jesus Christ. We are so thankful to the Lord that His mercies are new every morning. 2 Peter 3:8, He's patient, He's long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Let's just repent. Let's just change and come and obey the gospel. And all throughout the day, later this afternoon, you could obey. Tonight, you could obey. Tomorrow morning, when you get up, you could obey. New, every day. And sometimes the sermon is different and the message is different, and the person standing up here, if it's a Wednesday night talk, it's a different man other than myself. If it's on Sunday, it might be me or somebody else. The message is different. The approach is different. The call is different. The way in which the Word of God is working on us is different. It's not the same every day. It's different. God's Word is so multifaceted that every day it can work on us in a little bit different way, and hopefully it gets to that point where we stand up and make the change. God is amazing with His new things every morning. We can be inwardly renewed. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Paul says that I'm renewed. He's talking about his inward spirit and attitude. Outwardly, things were difficult for Paul. Outwardly, Paul, he was stoned on one occasion. He was beaten and robbed and shipwrecked. Outwardly, his body is hurting and it's a problem. But inwardly, in his mind, my inward man is renewed day by day. Every day I pray, and every day I read my Bible, and every day I interact with faithful brethren, it renews me. It builds me up where I can get through those outward afflictions. They're just temporary, Paul says. But inwardly, I'm renewed day by day. What a great thing that is. You may be having a terrible day. You got some terrible announcement or whatever. The next morning, literally, when you get up, things can be completely different. And what a great thing that is. If we will rely upon those things that God gives us to renew us. On other occasions, Paul says, the renewing of your mind, our thinking can change as we follow God's word, and we can be built up and renewed. God gives us new defenses every day to fight the devil. We can put on the whole armor of God and stand against the wiles of the devil. And it doesn't matter what the sin or the temptation is tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, you can put on the whole armor of God and you have a whole new defense for the devil. And it doesn't matter if it's something new that he's come up with. That armor of God in Ephesians 6, like our soldiers here who put on their armor, it doesn't matter what the devil is going to throw at you, you always have a new defense. You always have a new defense against whatever he's throwing at you. What a great thing that is. The armor is always there, but we got to put it on. We've got to resist the devil and he'll flee from us, but new defenses every day. New power. We'll close here in just a minute. New power to do and new comfort to cope. We need inward power to do and to live right. We need comfort from time to time to cope with the things of this life. And the things written aforetime were written for our learning, that through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, we might have hope. And then last of all, because of all of this, we have new reasons to praise the Lord. His mercies are new every morning. We've looked at some of the new things that he gives us. I've not even come close to exhausting that. I just wanted to list a few things to get us to think along these lines. But all of this should cause us, let us offer up a sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of lips. There is so much each and every day that we have to be thankful for and to praise God for, and let us offer up the sacrifice of praise to God continually. The Lord will give you a new, fresh start every morning. The Lord will give you a new, fresh start every morning. Let's take advantage of the mercies in prayer. Let's take advantage of the opportunities that he gives us to do good to others. Let us take advantage of the knowledge from God's word and be reading our Bible. Let us take advantage and be thankful for the blessings. Let's act wiser tomorrow than maybe we did today or yesterday or sometime last week. Let's take advantage of the invitations. You get an opportunity right now to show how thankful you are to the Lord. We're giving you an invitation. We're going to stand and sing an invitation song. Please come forward. Take advantage of the inward renewal that we can get from God and faithful Christians each day. The world is trying to drag you down. You need to be renewed and built up. That's one good reason for us being here. We help with that. Let's take advantage of the defense system that God has built for us to resist the devil. We'll talk about this, Lord willing, a little bit this evening, but God gives us a way of escape. Every day he gives you a way of escape, where temptation does not have to overtake you. Let's take it. Let's take advantage of the power and the comfort that he gives us every day, and let's take advantage of the reasons that we have to praise the Lord. We're going to stand and sing this song of encouragement. If we can encourage you to make your life right with God, why won't you come as we stand and as we sing?